This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. E-commerce is responsible for much of the 35.4 million tons of container board produced in 2014 in the U.S. Many are raising concerns on the environmental impact of overpackaging. 5,000 steelworkers marched through Brussels demanding the EU maintain protections against cheap Chinese imports destroying jobs and the environment. Real family income in society's bottom half hasn't increased since the late 1960s. New York City schools are allowing a group of principals to set aside a percentage of seats in the classroom for low-income families, English language learners, or students engaged with the child welfare system as a means of creating greater diversity within their rapidly gentrifying schools. President Obama says the Constitution is pretty clear about what is supposed to happen when it comes to his duty to nominate a Supreme Court justice and the Senate's duty to either confirm or reject. Students continue to protest the arrest of a student leader and a professor on the colonial charge of sedition in New Delhi, India. President of Texas A&M and other officials delivered letters to students in Dallas who are part of a program called Uplift, who'd visited their campus and encountered racial slurs. He'd asked the student body to write letters to apologize, arguing that such behavior did not reflect Texas A&M. University of Arizona students hurled insults and litter, including beer cans, at worshipers exiting a mosque in Tucson. Report now declassified from the NSA claims that Americans' international internet communications are only being turned over to the government from named NSA foreign targets. A suit filed by Gulf Restoration Network in Mobile, Alabama, has blocked the use of $58 million in British Petroleum oil spill recovery money for construction of a hotel and conference center along the Gulf of Mexico. The judge said there were reasonable restoration alternatives to that project. Race car driver was charged with using $100 million in proceeds from fraudulent payday loans to finance his professional racing team and buy racing cars and luxury goods. Scott Tucker was also accused of hiding his $2 billion payday loan business by claiming it was owned and operated by Indian tribes. Tribal corporations controlled by the Miami Tribe of Oklahoma have already agreed to forfeit $48 million in criminal proceeds from the payday loans. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.